I'm Phyllis Summer. I live at 15 West Main Street in Searsport. I also own 8 West Main Street in Searsport, and the properties are 1.5 miles from the proposed mega tank. The green packet you have is mine. It has an expanded statement, supporting documents, maps, etc. This is an abridged form. Just a quick background. My husband and I came here from New York City. We were both the children of immigrants. We worked in East Harlem High School, so there was no money there, as you can tell. But we saved enough, moved to Maine in 1975 after visiting the area for a couple of vacations. And we chose Searsport because of the character, the history, the coastline, the potential for a wonderful life and for the success of small businesses, because they were certainly here. We intended to live out our lives here, not to make a quick killing by buying some real estate, fixing it up, flipping it, and going. So this is the commitment, and I've been here for 37 years. We invested all of our money into buying a deteriorating house, which was the former Captain William Blanchard house, so I'm proud to say it's a sea captain's home in Searsport. We restored it and have worked to become a nationally known business. I represent 10 additional antique dealers from other towns in Maine. They rely on the income that my business generates. I rely on the income my business generates both in sales and in rents that these dealers provide me. In the packet are 10 letters of concern, one from each of those dealers about the proposed mega tank. We've had a long recession. This year, things have begun to turn. I've seen an increase in my business, I would say 10% this year over last year. It feels from my customers' attitudes that they are more relaxed, more comfortable. They are furnishing their homes or looking into second homes. Those are all positive signs of recovery. 40 years ago, when we came through for the first time, Searsport was a destination. It still is a destination. It was then known as the antique capital of Maine. If you go on different websites, it is still referred to as the antique capital of Maine. People come here from all over the country for various reasons, not just the antiques. I have enclosed some brochures from the Maine Antique Dealer Association and the Searsport Antique Dealer Association, which I and a couple of other local dealers started about 4 years ago. My parents came here in 81, also bought a house, restored it. Sons were born here. They went away to school. They lived elsewhere. They returned. They chose Searsport. It was their place to live. They both live in town. Both have started businesses. We're all entrepreneurs, it seems. One of the sons has a business in Searsport at 8 West Main Street. He employs 4 local people. I am a sole proprietor. While I do not employ anybody, I hire tradespeople only locally. My son has also bought a house on Route 1, so he is investing in his life here. This is where he's raising his children. And he would be here tonight if he could. My other son is here tonight. He lives in Searsport. His business is in Belfast. It, too, can be impacted. I've also invested in the community by working on many school committees and town committees. Probably the most critical one was chairing the Comprehensive Planning Committee from the year 2000 to 2006. The language in the comp plan is carefully crafted to include safety and protection of our resources, the coastline, the habitat, the wetlands, air quality, water quality, importantly, the health and safety of the residents and the visitors. In our comp plan, I've included some of these sections. Section K, page 8, we have a definition of the industrial district. It is the industrial district will be established to accommodate industrial and large commercial development. The permitted use will include light industry, emphasis on light industry, manufacturing, warehousing, storage, wholesaling, and similar uses of equivalent impact. I noticed in DCP's application to the planning board, under land use standards, they indicate that the comprehensive plan notes that the chosen location for the proposed terminal in the industrial district is intended for, quote, industrial and large commercial development. That was not the permitted use. The permitted use is light industry. They simply took the first sentence and used that. It did not imply what we implied. It seems to me, and this is my opinion only, that DCP has been bending the ordinances to meet their own needs, first by being the authors of the change to the height limit in the industrial zone, and currently by whittling away at the language of protection within the comp plan. Also, just in the desire for accuracy, Mack Point is in the industrial zone. We helped to define that. It was already there. It is a permitted use. Other permitted uses, again, are of equivalent impacts. I'd also like to point out that the regional, in the comp plan, we stress regional cooperation because of projects that may have larger, broader impacts than just our town. We live in an area. We don't live in isolation. I keep thinking about Senator Collins' statement that the environment is our economy, and it leads me to a list of my concerns. I rely on tourists, visitors, summer residents, local folks. I'm concerned about the loss of business due to heavy truck traffic, increased noise, air pollution, the degradation of Route 1 roadbed, lots of congestion, increased accidents. We've already had a twofold increase of accidents from Savage Road to Station Avenue, according to MDOT's own reports. It means less accessibility to the town by customers who come from all over the country. It could mean an increase in cost of municipal services. I'm not citing those references to performance standards. You all know them by heart. I did put them in my expanded version. I'm concerned about becoming an industrialized area, which could tip the balance of the economy. Our specific economy derives its tax revenues from residential bases, that's 60%, 22% commercial, 18% industrial, of which Mack Point generates only 14%. So you can see where our tax revenues come from. That is a fragile balance. It needs protection. I'm concerned about losing a lifetime of investment of three generations, my parents, my late husband and myself, my sons, who chose Searsport to live in. We cannot survive the multiple impacts of heavy industry, this one which is incompatible with our existing economy. It may take 2 years or so, but it will hurt us, my family and our total assets, and the rest of the town, possibly irreparably. I'm concerned also about Searsport's ability to attract residents and visitors and new compatible businesses to keep that pie chart balanced as you see before you. Thank you for your time.